Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I think it is just you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's start the Anabakoach and hopefully others will arrive before we...
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Anabakoach Gedulat Yemincha Tati Tzerurah Alachet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Tacharenu Yora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dor Sheyechudcha Kibavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Hetkuf Bet Tet Donayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zofre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Kalumo Shin Kufav Tzavi Yutach. We've brought the energy of creation into our space.
Yes, man.
And we are now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Ve'emet, Notse chesed la'alafim, Notse awon wafesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778 and its essence of time to bow in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo Hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavonad matamar Achoti utlabel Le'ene shetei levivot Le'evre mi'ada. The second verse has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. That verse is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. The name of the letters of the name of the year are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha va'avoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale peshai L'Adonai Yohei Wahei V'Ata Nasata Avon Chatati Selah. The year 5777, the year of the goat, also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod Saduni Chatzipor Oyevai Chinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to create Tzatzkiya, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, and the letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yachaskum acheichem ha'levim. Ad kilot hamlacha yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halivim yishrei levav leitkadesh mehakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe La la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, ala me, hey hey hey, acha breakacha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai, yo hey wa hey, ade ad. Ki biya yohe Adonai yohe wahe Tzur olamim. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to its energy of swallowing death forever. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we will read and study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mikol hamachavoyam, asher itchabei sham moshavtem, elai el nachon. Behalakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipaski oto b'chol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. The year 5774 has peace in the Middle East. only one verse connecting to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'atav zilo yirgaz od zilo yosifu. Vene adla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, since the month of Kislev is connected to silence. We will just scan the letters. I will say the row number so we will all stay together. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3. Row 4. Row 5. Row 6. Row 7. Row 8. And row 9. The names number 13, number 14, and number 30, these names have a direct connection to the year 5778. The 72 names from the Tzaddikim we will follow in the same pattern. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3, row 4, row 5, row 6, row 7, row 8, row 9, the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 20th day of Kislev, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yaakov of Nemiroth, Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim ben Rabbi Kolonis Kalman Rosen, Rabbi Baruch Hager of Seret of Viznitz, Rabbi Yitzhak Hunt Hutner, Rabbi Yochanan Swirsky, the Rachmastrika Rebbe, Rabbi Meshulam Feibish, Halevi of Zabaraza, Rabbi Feibish of Kremenetz, Rabbi Hirsch Paley, and the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. We are, you can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom page. The Revealed Wisdom Matrix, in row 1, the right-hand column, it opens up to a landing page of all of the parashas. Scroll down to the parasha of Vayeshev, and that opens up to a landing page. And the class, the handout tonight is from section 5A. On Shabbat, we had completed section 5, which went to verse 60. The page is set up to open to Pasuk 57. So when you get there, you'll need to scroll down a little bit to Pasuk 61. And I will start with a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhinu Urhimu Udhilu Udhilu Urhimu Le'afta L'Shem Yud He Bavav He Bi'yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneihu V'yamra Eilai Gam Ata Shetei Ant Be'el Mishtei Lit Shachya Bekat Me'ya Me'ta Uvatarach וגם לגמליך אשכה בגין דקור אינון שער עתיקין אף על גב ואית שקיין והי דרגה כולו אית שקיין מפולחנה תצדיק היהו Tiyade pulchana de marechon kitkayot. De tzadikayayo yade lisavka de kol darga de darga kitkayot vialda de gam leig malecha. Ashke v'day hiyo ha'isha asher hokiyach Hashem levan Adoni v'day ha'hiyo hiyo gufa de'istaman ha'hiyo nishmata ila'a. The translation: and she will say to me, you may also drink. You need to drink and receive water yourself first. After I have sooner served you, I will also draw for your camels. Because these other chariots, although they are watered through this grade, are watered mainly from the worship of the righteous, who know well how to serve their master. For the righteous know how to nourish each grade properly. Therefore, if she says, I will also draw for your camels, then she shall be the woman whom Hashem has appointed for my master's son, the body which is surely appointed to that supernal soul. My commentary. Who are the camels? Here's a hint. Camels store water in their humps. And water is Torah. Either the students of Torah are camels, or those who attend the prayers with dominion are the camels. Pasuk 62. And to understand that hint, you'll need to go back to the verse 60 and 59. Tachatze deha itmar. The Teuta Bid Kura, the Gabe Nufa, Aved Nishmata, the Teuta, the Nukva, the Gabe, the Kura, Salka, the Itarav, the Hada, the Dilela, the Itkalel, Dabita. Ve'aved nishmata ugin kach hiyo ha'isha da'u gufa v'aday de'ihu zemina le'ahu re'uta v'nishmata v'nafka min dekora. The translation: come and see. We learn that the male yearns for the female, by which the illumination of Chachmah is drawn from the Nukva, and a soul is created. The female yearns for the male, by which Chasadim are drawn from the male, who rises and mingles with the soul upward. Thus they become included within one another. The Chachmah of the female with the Chasadim of the male, and this forms the soul. That is, it completes it. From this procedure, the servant divined that if she says drink, which alludes to drawing the Chachmah, I will also draw for your camels, namely continuing the flow of Chasadim, that she is indeed the woman, the body who will execute the wishes of the soul issuing from the male, which is there on pin, including both Chachmah and Chasadim. My commentary. With contemplation, this Pasuk will become clear to you. Pasuk 63. Ve'inun gufin zeminin liatara pekad meta kidamaran uvatar de'ilein Yekumun, Yekumun, Ko Acharanin, Devishar, Aran, Vyitkaimun, Vekiyuma, Shalim, Vyitkatun, Vekatuta, Desifara, Vyitkadesh, Alma, Kamil Kadmin, Ugen Getiv Behahu Zimna Ishmach Hashem Bemasav. The translation. These bodies will be raised to life earlier, as we have said. After these are revived, all other bodies outside Israel will be raised into perfect existence and resurrected with the renewal of the moon, for the light of the moon will then be as the light of the sun. The world will then be renewed as before. At that time it is written, let Hashem rejoice in his works. My commentary. The implication is bodies in Israel will be resurrected, then the moon grows to the light of the sun, and then the bodies outside Israel will resurrect. What is the meaning of the light of the moon growing to the light of the sun? Pasuk 64. Ugin kachine yaskil. Avdi leachadara nishmatin kol chad chad leitreit yarum v'nisa v'gava meod mesitra dekolinun dargin ilain kad kamaran. The translation. Therefore, behold, my servant shall prosper, means that the servant, Memtet, will know how to return each soul to its own place, that is, to the body that is worthy of it, as it was said. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high on the side of all those supernal grades. My commentary. With the study of advanced reincarnation, the Pasuk becomes clear. Pasuk 65. Kasher shamu alecha rabin ken mishchat. Meish marehu betoaro mibene adam tachatze dehaitmar תכד איתך רב במקדשה, ושכינת יתגלה, בגוי הרחם, נוקראים, בעיני הוא מקטיל, הן הרעלם, צעקו חוצה מלאכי שלום, מר יבקיום, כולו בכל על דא וקשירו, וכי יביאב לה וכל דא עלה, פשכינתא דתגליהו, מעט רע וגמק, תהי משתנית מקמדך בת, אופקי ביעלה, לנהר נחוריה, וישתנה מחמד אדוני, תהווה דקטיב חשיך, השמש בצאתו ועל דקטיב, כן משחת מאיש מערהו. The translation, just as many were astonished at you saying, surely his visage is too marred to be that of a man, and his form to be that of the souls of man. Come and see, we have learned that when the temple was destroyed and the Shekhinah exiled to foreign countries, it is written, behold, the mighty ones will cry outside. Ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. They all wept for her. They mourned and grieved for the Shekhinah, who went from her place into exile. Exile changes her and her husband, Zerampin, who withholds his light, for there is no one to shine upon. As it is written, the sun shall be darkened in his going forth. Therefore, his visage is too marred to be that of a man. Another explanation of the verse, surely his visage is too marred to be that of a man, is that it refers to the servant Memtet, who at the time of exile was changed in form and colors, which were green, white, and red. My commentary. This pasuk is very esoteric, and I presently do not understand it. Verse 66. Davar acher kein mishchat meish ma'arehu mehay aved vishtane yuvdev Vavneya Ma Mishma Dahawa Davar Acher Kein Mashkat Meishmarehu Kedal Bish Shamayim Karut Vesak Asin Kesutam Dehamiyoma Deid Harav Bele Makdisha Lakai Meumu Shamayim Bim Chora Bilhon Deraza Demila Birkan La Sharyan Ela Bachatar Deishtakahu Dekar v'nukva v'uchnuha Chada'a zakar Unkeva b'ra'am V'yaverech Otam uvkim kach Mishkat v'ish marehu. The translation, Yet another explanation of surely his visage is too marred to be that of a man, is that it has the same meaning as the verse, I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. From the day the temple was destroyed, the heavens, meaning Zeronpin, did not hold their light. The secret is that blessings dwell only where there are male and female, as has been explained in relation to the verse, male and female, he created them, and Elohim blessed them. But in exile, where male and female are not united, it is written, his visage is too marred to be that of a man. My commentary. This pasuk can be understood as applying to anyone who has never gotten married. Pasuk 67.
Vedahu kimadiktiv ha-tzadik avad avudo ne'emvad lo ne'amar ela avad Dila Sharyan Birkan Ela Biatar Ishtahu Dikar Benukva Kyahada Kimada Itmar.
The translation. It is similar to the meaning of the righteous perished, which does not read perishes or will perish, but rather perished. Is lost, which means that the righteous lost his blessings, for blessings abide only where male and female are united. My commentary. The pasuk is clear, yet not clear. It is clear as to the English words, yet how can a righteous person lose his spiritual level? Pasuk 68.
Beginda behahu zina tila ishtakach dekora bahada ukten kolinu nishmatin venevke kuhu have leho shinuya mikmadir behawo Zimna Deshamsha Itchabar Besichara Kamade Itmar Vialdaile Toldot Yaakov Yosef Begomer Veitmar.
The translation. Therefore, when the male is not with the female, the souls released from her are different than those who should join the sun, Zeronpin, was united with the moon, the Nukva, as we learned. For as Zeronpin and Nukva were changed during the exile, so the souls of their offspring were different from the previous ones. Of this it is written, these are the generations of Jacob, Joseph. After Joseph became like Jacob and the sun united with the moon, the virtue of the souls is elevated, but they change during exile. My commentary, in what way do they change? Pasuk 69.
Vehu na'ar v'gindila mit barshin li'almin Tzadik v'tzedek kachada inun Kimadihi it kariyat ishmadi it kura Hake name it kare Ihu bishmadi ladiktiv
The translation. And the lad means that because their union is never broken, the righteous, which is Yesod, and righteousness, which is the Nukva, are constantly together. The Nukva is described with the same attributes as the male, with the addition of the female suffix. For example, he is wise, she is wisdom. He is mighty, she is might. He is a king, she is a kingdom. And the male is described within the same attributes as the Nukva, as it is written. And the lad, the Hebrew word is na'ar, as the Nukva is called girl, which is na'ara, so is Yesod called a lad. My commentary. The verse is clear as written, yet it is unclear why this verse appears here. Pasuk 70. Et b'nei bilha, v'et b'nei zilpa, t'kul hu kaima l'chata, lon kitka yaot. Ulishtash tash ya'a lon b'chet ba'dileya v'kuhu anpin v'kuhu alin kuhu itbarkin b'chet ba'dileya. The translation. With the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah. Joseph is found within them, all 12 tribes, even in the sons of the handmaids, the hind parts of the Shekhinah. He renews them appropriately and delights them with his mirth, for all branches and leaves of the Shekhinah are blessed by his joy. That is, even the hind parts of the Shekhinah, which are called leaves in accordance with the verse, whose leaf shall not wither, are perfected through him. My commentary. Joseph is the chariot for Yesod. The Shekhinah is Malchut of Yesod. Yehuda is Malchut. There are 10 additional sons who represent the Sephirot within Joseph. There are 4 sons of the handmaids. This is what this pasuk is telling us. Pasuk 71. Ele toldot Yaakov Yosef. Kimadit mar de kol de yuknat de Yaakov avabeya de Yosef de kol madiera lehayera lehay the tarvayu kachada azle the dahu raza. Diat ba the azle tarvayu kachada begin de inun razachada udyokna chada. The translation, and these are the generations of Jacob. Joseph. We have learned that Jacob's image was reproduced in Joseph. Thus, everything that happened to Jacob also happened to Joseph. They shared the same path according to the secret of the letter Vav, the first Vav being the secret of Jacob, Tiferet, and the second, the fully spelled Vav, being the secret of Joseph, Yesod. And they walk together as they sound like one when the Vav is pronounced because they share one meaning and one image. My commentary. The verse is actually clear as it is written. Pasuk 72. Vayave Yosef et debatam ra'aha uknuha. Tachawa amar lavo alayhu. Gechavo achli lei. Sheifa b'dale chayim kadinun chayim. Ve'yaveh Yosef et kebachtam ra'av ki ha'b'binayna ha'woinun b'nei shefat chot hech havo mezal zalin pechon b'nei le'ar ve'hech havo achlin avar min Achecha hawo, avrin al betuda, demarechon dehapaked, al benei noach pekuda, dashada'a al ach basar, penafsho demol lo tokelu, Beinun hawo achle le avi avrim al pekuda de marechon ela Yosef hawa ka amar ve al daidanash. The translation: and Joseph brought to his father their evil report. As has been explained, he told his father that they ate raw meat cut from a living animal. He insisted that the sons of the handmaids were part of the 12 tribes. Thus, how could the sons of Leah treat them with contempt and also eat flesh from a living animal, thereby transgressing the mitzvah of their master to the sons of Noah? As it is written, but flesh with its life, which is its blood, you shall not eat. Could they have eaten and thus transgressed their mother's mitzvah? He answers, Joseph told this by his own invention and was therefore punished for it. My commentary. Spiritual principle. There is always an effect to expressing an untruth. In this case, effect translates as a consequence. Pasuk 73. Rabbi Yehuda Amar et debatam ra'akema diok muha diyahave Anaihu bikbiv not aravida hu debatam praai le nakea bekol inun dargin tilakadishin viatyan besitra de sahava. The translation: according to one explanation, Rabbi Yehuda said, Joseph's evil report is that they cast their eyes upon the daughters of the land, which is considered to be evil because it allowed the unholy grades of the side of defilement to nourish. My commentary. In recognition of the porn visible to this generation, nothing else need be said. That's the end of the section. Are there any questions? Saturday at 6 o'clock, we will have Abdallah, and at 7 o'clock, a class on the Zohar. Zohar of the next parasha, which is Sunday at 10:30 in the morning. We will continue. It'll be our third session of preparation for Hanukkah, and also prepare you for the holidays, for the teachings that come out of the holiday of Hanukkah. And our 3 o'clock Sunday class will continue our teachings of advanced reincarnation. I bid everyone shalom and a beautiful week. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you. Good night.
Thank you.